BBC News with Sue Montgomery. European leaders have reacted sharply to President Trump's denunciation of Ukraine's President Zelensky as a dictator without elections. The British Prime Minister Keir Starmer telephoned Mr. Zelensky to express his support for him after Mr. Trump said that Kyiv was to blame for Russia's full-scale invasion. Mr. Zelensky responded by accusing the US president of living in a disinformation bubble. Our political correspondent Joe Pike reports.
In a phone call lasting around 15 minutes, Sir Keir Starmer said President Zelensky was Ukraine's democratically elected leader, and it was perfectly reasonable to suspend elections during war times, as the UK did during World War II. This was in response to President Trump appearing to suggest Ukraine actually started the war, and President Zelensky was a dictator because he didn't hold elections last year. The Ukrainian president's term did expire last May, but voting was legally suspended because of the war.
Chancellor Scholz of Germany said labelling Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator was wrong and dangerous. The Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson said the world was at a crossroads and the outcome of the war would affect European security for generations. In its latest rollback of Biden-era environmental policies, the Trump administration has ordered an end to congestion charging in New York City. The measure attempts to limit traffic by charging drivers $9 a day to drive in parts of Manhattan. The White House welcomed the move on social media with an image of Mr. Trump wearing a crown above the words, "Long live the King." In a news conference, the state governor, Kathy Hochul, said New York is resisting.
I don't care if you love congestion pricing or hate it. This is an attack on our sovereign identity, our independence from Washington. And this is, we are a nation of states. This is what we fought for. We are not subservient to a king or anyone else out of Washington. So this is the fight we're in.
Microsoft has unveiled a new chip it claims will accelerate the arrival of quantum computing, a technology promising vastly superior processing speeds compared to today's computers. Here's Chris Vallance.
Microsoft has taken a high-risk strategy, pursuing quantum systems based on so-called Majorana particles that only existed in theory, and topological conductors made of materials capable of reaching a so-called topological state of matter that is neither a gas, liquid, or solid. Now, with its new chip with 8 topological qubits, Microsoft believes it has unlocked an approach it can rapidly scale into more powerful prototypes.
BBC News. A court in South Korea is about to open the first criminal trial for a sitting president. Yoon Suk-yeol faces insurrection charges over his short-lived bid to impose martial law in December. His lawyers are challenging the legitimacy of the indictment. With just days to go before Germany's general election on Sunday, the leaders of two of the main parties have taken part in a televised debate as they try to head off a surge by the anti-immigration AfD party. The frontrunner, Friedrich Merz, who heads a conservative alliance, called on voters to give him a strong mandate to restrict immigration and rebuild the economy. Brazil's former president, Jair Bolsonaro, has said the charges filed against him for an alleged military coup plot in 2022 have been fabricated by the current government. He said the goal was to prevent him from running for office again next year. Leonardo Rocha reports.
In a statement, Mr. Bolsonaro blamed President Lula for the charges. He described the government as an authoritarian regime and compared the judicial process against him to those of Nicaragua, Honduras and Cuba, where, he said, autocratic left-wing leaders tell the courts what to do. Mr. Lula has denied any interference and says Mr. Bolsonaro would have the opportunity to prove he's not guilty. On Tuesday, Brazil's chief prosecutor, Paulo Gonet, accused Mr. Bolsonaro of refusing to accept his electoral defeat and said he had discussed detailed plans to stop the inauguration of President Lula.
An 86-year-old man in the United States awaiting sentencing for shooting a black teenager who rang his doorbell by mistake has died. Andrew Lester, who's white, pleaded guilty on Friday to second-degree assault for shooting Ralph Yarl when he came to his door in Kansas City in April 2023. BBC News.